Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Scott Kegley and Taylor Price here at 49ers.com, and we have the newest San Francisco 49er defensive back, Jimmy Ward. Jimmy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, so what was your reaction when you saw the 49ers select you there, 30 overall, your first-round pick, Jimmy?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. Everything's a blessing. So, you know, go especially to go first round. And, you know, I'm in Cali, some of the best weather. And then I'm with a great football team, you know, championship contenders. So, you know, I just can't wait, you know, to get in Cali.
Jimmy, this is Taylor. Just wanted to say congratulations. And Jim Harbaugh, a pretty, you know, intense coach, loves physical players. He was just talking to the media about how physical you play in the box, cover skills. Tell us about just your style of play and what 49er fans can expect from you going in the future.
They can expect a versatile player, a person that can do it all, a person who likes to make plays, but also like to take pride in tackling. And I got to play special teams, you know. Guys was going to try to go in and get my job done, you know, help contribute to the team, you know. I want to help out the team. The team already is a championship contender, so this team going to get me better at the end of the day.
And, Jimmy, the 49ers looking at you, come in, learn that nickel position with the 49ers and also focus on the safety position. What are your thoughts on playing inside there? I know you did that in college as well.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, that's what, you know, I love nickel. I played it 3 years in college, you know. It really demonstrates like how versatile a person can be. You know, everything's coming at you so fast, so you got to make quick decisions. So, you know, and it just shows off in the game, like me at nickel. So, you know, competing for that job, you know, in camp, you know, I'm really trying to give my all.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges just being inside there and covering a lot of times some shiftier receivers there?
That's the challenge right there, the shifty wide receivers, you know. You got to make sure footwork, your hands, your eyes, you got to make sure everything's in the right place. And, you know, if it's motion, you know, you got to be able, you know, to call out a call. You know, you got to change too.
Hey, Jimmy, we were just hearing from Trent Baalke. He talked about your pro day. That was one of the big moments that you really caught their eye with the way you ran your 40 time with an injured foot. Just tell that story for our fans, how you wanted to compete. You didn't necessarily have to run, but you know, you worked out at the Senior Bowl, you impressed, you had a great 14 starts this last year. Baalke said that every time you were on film, those coaches up here, they were loving it. So tell us about just the 40 time and why you wanted to run and I guess the background of why you chose to compete.
Like when I was training at API, well, called Exos now, you know, I was running even faster than that, than the 4.45 I ran at the pro day. I was 4.4 flat, 4.42, but you know, and I took a hard shot, you know, found out my foot was fractured. Didn't even, you know, wasn't aware of it. So, you know, it could have been fractured the whole season I was playing with it. So, you know, I guess you could say I'm a tough football player. But, you know, I played through it, and then, you know, by the time pro day came, you know, I told my agent, hey, I'm going to run, I'm going to, you know, give me a time down, and then get surgery afterwards. So, you know, that's what I did, and I ended up coming out with, you know, 4.4, and it wasn't bad. So, you know, I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you were a two-star recruit coming out of high school, and I'm sure maybe wanting to play for the hometown team at Mobile, Alabama. Talk about just maybe your road to get to the NFL, not necessarily being the easiest path.
Yeah, you know, coming out of high school, I didn't get some of the respect. You know, everything I did in college, I did in high school. Just, you know, guys didn't give me a chance. You know, Coach Saville and Coach Kiel out of Minnesota, they're in Minnesota right now, that staff, you know. They took a chance on me, gave me a chance. You know, they watched the film, and, you know, they couldn't understand either why, you know, I only had, like, you know, two offers, like Southern Illinois at the time. So, you know, they end up, you know, giving me the offer. I end up talking to Coach Saville. He was telling me they kept discussing it, and then they end up like, yeah, let's give this guy Jimmy Ward a shot, you know. And then, you know, I ain't let him down with that shot. You know, I helped change that program around, so. You know, I'm hoping to try to help do the same. Well, this program is already at the top, but I'm just trying to contribute.
Definitely, Jimmy. Hey, what are your thoughts on just coming out to California? I know Eric Reed was our first-round pick last year. He was in Louisiana playing at LSU and never really experienced California and what it was like in the Bay Area. And now he's all about it. He loves it out here. So what are your thoughts on joining the 49ers? You mentioned the franchise and what they're known for. You know, coming out here, coming out west, playing for the red and gold, just what do you think about that?
Oh man, it's my new home. Like Cali, where would you rather be? Cali, nice breeze, not too hot, not too cold. Man, great football, great other, like outdoor sports. Just you know, like I said, it's a blessing. You know, and then it's a great football team. So you know, I couldn't wish for more.
Have you been out to California before, Jimmy?
Actually, I played my bowl game there, and I played my bowl, and I came and visited San Francisco, and I came and visited Oakland. So, you know, I got to, you know, I moved around a little bit. So I was in San Diego. That's where I played my bowl game at. So I got to see a couple different cities.
Now, what was your thought on the city? And did you have any In-N-Out Burger when you were out here, Jimmy?
No, I didn't have an In-N-Out Burger. Is it pretty good?
it's the best. You got to have one of those. Maybe the 49ers want you eating healthy, but it's worth an eat every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to try it when I get out there.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for your time, man. We really appreciate getting to know you. This is going to go on the website for our fans, so if there's anything you want to say to our 49er fans, they want to get to know you and be excited about your future at the team, what would you say to a 49er fan who wants to know about Jimmy Ward right now?
All I got to say is I'm a hardworking guy. I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna get the job done, and I'm happy to be a part of San Francisco family.
All right, hey, thanks so much, Jimmy. Really appreciate talking with you.
Thank you.